You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We thought we'd have a chance to talk to Cubs high-leverage right-hand relief specialist Rowan Wick, and now we do. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Rowan, how are you today?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going great. So what has this entire process been for you, kind of a whirlwind to come up the way you did and now find yourself thrust into the spotlight in a pennant race?
Yeah, I mean, I started in AAA, obviously, and, just gained some confidence down there and come up a couple times and, I mean, just kind of do your part. And I guess now Joe's kind of giving me the ball late. It's been pretty sweet.
At what point in this season down in AAA or maybe even in spring training did you honestly and truly know that if you pitched well, you'd have a shot at the big leagues this year?
I mean, yeah, I probably, like when they traded for me, I was super stoked to come over here. I mean, cool team, obviously, but pitching last year in the big leagues, I think I did pretty well and my numbers weren't great, but yeah, I mean, spring training, I did well, and working with Tommy, I think they liked me, and yeah, it's been good, man.
After being drafted by the Cardinals in 2012, you are now a catcher turned outfielder turned pitcher. Sometimes it's out of desperation that's done. Other times it's out of a scout or a coach noticing something and thinking, hey, this is the best bet for you. What has it been like for you to take that time to find the position that got you to the majors?
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals had success. They moved a couple guys, Sam Tuivalala, obviously Trevor Rosenthal. But, I guess I was kind of like the next guy on the radar. And, yeah, at that point it was like, you're not going to hit anymore. I wasn't doing all that great, so try pitching. And, yeah, I mean, there was definitely times where, I mean, it wasn't fun. But, I mean, you keep pushing, and, yeah, this is where it can lead you, standing on Wrigley Field right now.
If the Cubs pitchers, all of them, did have a home run derby, would it be safe to say that you'd take that as a former position player?
I mean, I think Chatty might disagree, but yeah, I think that for sure I could take that.
I know Lester really likes to take some pride in it too. Hamels has been able to put bat on ball, and even Yu Darvish squared one up the other day too. So I don't think, other than Quintana, everybody can try to make themselves a little dangerous.
Well, that was the problem. I mean, if you give me batting practice, yeah, all day. But as soon as you get in the game and they start throwing breaking pitches for strikes, that's when I start to struggle a little bit.
I always want to know, for somebody growing up in North Vancouver, I've talked to Ryan Dempster about this. Justin Morneau has talked about it at length. At what point are you just not a hockey player anymore? Because it's in that culture, it's always, or almost, even Fergie Jenkins, you know, was always first crack at the Canadian sport before he decided, nope, baseball's for me.
Yeah, I mean, you got to play hockey growing up, being obviously a Canadian kid, but I mean, when I was about like 16, I think they invited me to play on the junior national team, like the Canadian junior national team. And there was a couple sweet trips coming up, and I was choosing between that and hockey, I guess. I mean, now looking back on it, I don't think it was much of a decision, but yeah, for sure. There's definitely a point where you gotta put the skates away. Everyone can definitely attest to that.
What was, since you came from, behind the plate into the outfield and now onto the mound, what were some of the big steps or benchmarks in refining your pitch repertoire, what you wanted to throw and how teams, whether it was the Cubs or the Cardinals in the past, how did they help refine what you were trying to get guys out with?
Well, I mean, everyone's kind of got their own style. I mean, talking to a couple guys across the league, I'm kind of starting to like the quick pitch. I tried to pull it on Posey last night, but I mean, it was way out of the zone, but I feel like that can be a huge weapon. I know Stroppe uses it sometimes, and I mean, yeah, other than that, like, things that I had to really work on were, like, controlling the running game, like, making sure I'm varying my times, that kind of stuff, and then, I mean, simple things like the signs that you know what I mean, pitcher signs, like, outs plus one, strikes plus one, like, you know what I mean, follow the two, something like that, just to be able to, like, make it automatic, make it part of your routine and not have to think about it too much.
Ooh, outs plus one, strikes plus one. I like that. I think I would struggle with that. probably.
I can't do math.
Yeah, that's in real time, knowing if you're switching from one to the other can't be easy.
Yeah, and then they give you like a little card with a sheet on it, and it rotates if you like touch your hat or something. You got, I mean, I haven't used it yet, but maybe potentially if guys start to like, if teams start to really try and steal signs, then you could bring the card out.
How much have you availed yourself of Pitch Lab, as they call it here, the modern infrastructure with the high-speed cameras looking at laminar flow and vertical axis of rotation, horizontal axis, spin rate? I mean, your head can be spinning at a high spin rate with a lot of this stuff, but the fact that so much can be measured, some guys find real value in it.
Yeah, I mean, they do a really good job of like bringing you the information and like explaining it to you. There's a guy that I worked with, obviously Rod, the pitching coach in AAA, and then Casey Bloomquist. He was a big part of showing me like how my slider was working and my curveball and the spin, and then also like grips off the slow-mo cam. We use most of that in spring training, but then just like throughout the year I was working with Casey on just like making sure it was the same, stuff like that, and still now going in the lab and just looking to see, you know what I mean? That's the thing. You got to like keep things fine-tuned along with just like, you know, keeping up with like your health and stuff. You got to make sure making sure that your stuff is the same, your mechanics are the same, and nothing's changing.
So, Rowan, I got to ask you something about what happened in the Cubs clubhouse the other night. And it comes from a place we were worried about you and the next couple of weeks that you may be going through. Yu Darvish is talking to reporters. Some sort of noise gets made. It sounded like a fart. Yu Darvish blamed it on Derek Holland, and Holland said afterward that it wasn't him and it may have been you. And it sounded like there were going to be repercussions. So I just wanted to make sure that you were going to be able to put the head on a swivel and look out for Derek Holland coming back after you with some sort of prank war.
Well, his Instagram nickname is Dutch Oven, so I think that gives it away right there.
It's evidence, mm-hmm. man. So was it him?
Actually, I think Lester Strode, the bullpen coach, was actually walking through the locker room at the time, and he was out of sight by the time Darvish turned his head and looked over, but...
It may have been a crop dusting.
It may have been somebody coming through. Yeah, I mean,
standing all of our theories on end here. We've got to go back and revisit all the forensic work that we've done now.
I mean, you spend 9 innings in the bullpen with Lester Strode, it might be as bad as Dutch Oven.
Okay, well, this is a major story now that this has been thrown in the mix. But I do think it is good advice, because Derek Holland is one who may not let something. He actually noted something. He said that when a veteran has to be on the hook for something he didn't do, it means the game is changing in ways that he doesn't like. So I'm a little concerned that he's going to take it out on you regardless.
Yeah, well, I'm ready for it.
So we're saying it wasn't you.
Okay. No.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Noted.
So it has been entered into the official records. Rowick, thanks for playing around with us, and keep doing what you're doing. You've been fun to watch.
Thank you very much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.